Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, all my Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for One Carmel Publishing's Author Lounge. Today we are interviewing author poet Star J today. Say hello to your listeners.
Hi, everybody.
So I'm glad you are joining me today. Believe it or not, you guys, I am here today live at her book signing. We're at St. Lucas United. Is it United Church?
Yes.
Go ahead and tell them the address for anybody that's local in the Evansville area. What's the address of the church?
Just give me 1 second, then I can get that for you.
I know that we're on Virginia Street. Is it 40 West Virginia Street?
The address here is 33 West Virginia Street. That's Evansville, Indiana, 47710.
Okay, guys, so you heard that. If you're in the Evansville area, go ahead and stop by and pick up your copy of Star J's new poetry book called Deepish. Is that really supposed to be a cuss word?
Well, it's kind of,
Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. I definitely want the listeners to get to know who Star J is. This is your first book that you're publishing today. So why don't you go ahead and give them a little background about yourself? We know you're in Evansville.
Yes, that's correct. I'm from Evansville, Indiana. I'm really not good at this speaking stuff. I'm good at writing.
That's okay. We're going to get you into practice today.
Yeah. I am 30 years old. So I
Okay, why don't we do this? Okay, first let's start with some of the background that we do have on the back of your book. I know that you have been writing for quite some time. Let's talk about that. What has brought you to this point? Of course, I know the background, but I want your listeners to know who Star J is.
Okay, so what has brought me to writing? I like to write because I'm a very deep thinker. So it kind of helps me vent. So writing is actually an outlet for me. So it just helps me get my thoughts out. And it's just like it's an outlet. So, and then also, I think it helps other people, like whatever they can't say, they can read it in my book.
No, I definitely agree with that. One of the things that, you know, working with other poets in the past, I always felt that poetry was like a diary. Do you feel that way? Do you feel that a lot of these poets, the poetry that you have written, do you feel that it does express a lot of your personal feelings, a lot of things that you've experienced in your life?
Definitely, yeah. It's definitely kind of like a diary. Yeah, I would say a lot of the stuff, you know, it's not going to be personally about me, but a lot of the stuff in my book is I wrote the book just for people that may be going through things so they can understand that, yeah, there's things that are in the book that, yeah, there's dark times, but there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of going through the stages, the different stages, I guess, through life that it could take you through. So there's going to be dark times. There's going to be things you're not certain about. There's going to be times where you're fighting to get through stuff and you're trying to make it. And then there's going to be happy times. So it's just kind of an outlet, you know, to not give up.
Okay, so you know I'm kind of like skimming through the book. Of course, I've read it. So you have your poetry broken up in different, we'll say, emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is ask you, how did you express your poetry in these different areas of these emotions that you expressed in the book? So the first one is the bad, the ugly. Explain what that actually means and what those, what your poetry in that section of your book actually explains.
Okay, so the bad and the ugly is, that's going to be the first part, which is expressing the down times. So with those are the emotions where you're just like, dang, like, everything is happening to me. Like, why me? Like, everything's happening. Like, this is happening, that's happening. I'm going through heartache. I'm going through financial situations. Everything's going wrong.
Yeah, and I definitely understand that. I think one of my favorite ones in the bad, the ugly section was 100. The other one was Don't Beg. I think Don't Beg really put in perspective a lot of things, a lot of places every woman has experienced. I think we have all been in a situation where we feel like we want to because you don't want to lose the relationship. So you may not be actually begging, but inside you actually want to beg to make that person stay. And it could be male or female. So I'm not necessarily saying every female, because there are some men that want to beg too. So let's talk about uncertainty.
Okay. So when you're, like, uncertain, you don't know whether you quite want to stay or go. You're uncertain of, you know, how a person feels about you, maybe, you know. You just may be running back and forth to somebody. You that, you know, that point, you know, I've even did it where you've left, you came back, and then, you know, you're just going back and forth with somebody. So, I mean, that's just self-explanatory there. So you're uncertain about stuff.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is tell you which ones I like in each section. My favorite one was I'm fine, and I didn't mean to. So, no, for you listeners, I'm not going to read the poetry because you got about a book. But those are some of my favorites, and I'm going to express that in each section. Now, your next section is called Keep Fighting.
Okay, so the Keep Fighting stage, that is going to be the breakthrough stage. Now, I wrote that one. That's going to be the point where I want women, men to understand that not to give up and to keep fighting, push through. This is going to be, I call it my petty phase. So it's going to be some poems in there where I'm talking reckless. And so it's just, it's going to tell you to just keep going, keep pushing, and don't give up. And don't let nobody tell you, you can't do this, you can't do that. Keep going.
And I'm so glad you said you used the term petty, because when I tell you, I think whenever there's pain involved, there is a part of you that wants to be petty. Either you want to do a payback or something to that nature. And unfortunately, it is petty. But, so, yes, I did have three in this section, which was game on. Because I feel like when I read that, I was like, yeah, I've been in the place where I felt like, okay, those are the type of games we're going to play. I got you on that one. Game on. So that's exactly how I read that. Petty Queen. And also walk in Her Shoes. That was one of my, I think that was my number one favorite out of that section.
Yeah.
And Naturally Woman. So your next section in the book is The Good Always Outweigh the Bad.
Yes, and then that's going to be the light at the end of the tunnel. So that's going to, you know, basically tell you, you know, there's always going to be bad, but at the end there is the good, it always outweighs the bad. So happiness always is going to be the end result.
I definitely agree with that. I almost forgot was my favorite. I was able to dissect even if some of your poetry only had 3-4 lines, I was able to dissect it and take from it what I actually read. And I think the I Almost Forgot was more of I forgot how God created me. I forgot who I was as a woman. I forgot that I'm strong. I forgot that, you know what I mean, whatever you put behind that, because those things you do, you are able to get lost in a situation when you feel with pain. So I think that one was my favorite. Let's see. Was that the last one?
Yes, ma'am. That was it. 4 sections.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Now, I'm not sure if you have, you know, a favorite poet or an author. If there was anyone that you were able to work with, who would that be?
It would be R.H. Sin. He is my favorite.
Why? He could be listening. You better tell him why, girl.
R.H. Sin is just so real. He's raw. He writes free verse, which I do a lot of in my poetry as well. He writes a lot more for women. He's basically telling women, you know, he's petty like me. So he's telling women, you know, to be strong. And so I like what he does. So I would actually like to possibly one day write a book with him. So he is my favorite.
Now, you mentioned the term. You said free
verse.
Free verse. Explain what that is.
Free verse poetry is poetry that doesn't rhyme.
Mm.
So it might have, you know, what you said, the 3-4 lines. Yes.
Okay, got it. I had never heard that term before, so learn something from this one. Okay, so now let's talk about this news article. So if you guys have not seen this, I think it was just published or released on August 2nd. She is on page 6 of the Our Times, and it is the beautiful picture she has on the back of her cover. And it just kind of basically explains about the book signing today and a little bit of her background. This is such a cute article, and it does say support the black press, which stood out to me. So if you guys have not seen her in Our time, she is on page 6, Starla James. That is her name. Her pen name is Star J. So what can we expect from you in the future?
I'm actually already working on my second book. So this one is actually going to be called Scorpio Risen. So this one is about me because that is my sign. I am Scorpio. So this one is going to be very petty, very petty. So this one is about me. This deepish was, I have a couple poems in this book about me. I'm not going to tell you which one.
Right.
But Scorpio Risen is going to be mostly about me. There's going to be a couple of poems in there that aren't about me, but this one is going to be about me, and I am halfway done with it.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
So what kind of advice would you give anyone who wants to actually publish? I mean, you were fortunate.
Yes.
You were fortunate with this one, but I will say, I first want to congratulate you because I have worked with a lot of authors, and I always tell them that this is like such a huge step. Oftentimes, I find that first-time authors are usually don't have the resources or don't know who to go to actually find out what they can do to publish a book. But I do think that once you take the step and actually say, okay, let's do it. I know I told you you weren't done when we first spoke. You know that. You was like, give me 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, I had the finish. I was so impressed. One of the biggest things that will definitely take you far is making sure you, when you set your goals and your guidelines for yourself, you'll be fine. Because this, you in writing, you have to set a sound time for it, which you have learned that, I'm sure. So what type of advice would you give someone who wants to publish?
I would say if you want to do something, then do it. like, don't be lazy. Just, you got to get it done. If you want to do it, then do it. You can't just sit around and say that you want to do something and then not do it. But, like, if it's your passion, you love to do it, then I would say do it.
And social media is such an awesome platform. So I will say that it's not difficult to find a publisher in these times, because now you can go on social media and put in publisher. And all these publishers, you know, independent publishers will pop up. If you are looking for independent publishers, there are so many out there. I think one of the biggest things is it's important to learn the business as well. So tell me what you've learned since publishing your book.
Well, whenever you were telling me how to publish a book, it was foreign language. It still is. Luckily, you know, you blessed me and helped me with the publishing. So publishing the book, I mean, I don't think that I could probably do it myself. It was very hard whenever
yes.
you were.
We'll say yes.
Yeah, yes, yes. Because it was, when you were telling me, I was just like, oh, okay, you know.
You really were.
Yeah. I was writing it down.
Okay.
Yeah, I was writing it down, but I'm just like, okay, so this is like Japanese, but, you know.
And I told you, I got you. You just continue to perfect your craft and continue working on your book. Go ahead and let the listeners know where the book is. Can they purchase the book?
Okay, so currently you can purchase it on Amazon.com. You will be able to purchase it on Barnes and Noble's online eventually, and Kindle. But right now it is only available on Amazon online right now.
And that is on for the paperback. So currently the book is $15, and you are able to get that right now. So make sure you go on Amazon.com. You can either put in Star J or Deep-ISH, and it will pop up. So you will have the option to purchase the book, like she said, and it will also be on BarnesandNoble.com as well as Kindle and Nook. So what we're going to do now, we do have a few minutes. I would like to get some questions from the people here at her book signing. Give her a shout-out, child. So we're going to get some questions from the people that are here. So give me 1 second. So, okay, who's going to be first? Somebody's going to come up. Come on.
So where did you draw inspiration from to write the book?
I would say I've been writing for a while. So I would say I started writing in seventh grade. So it was actually a teacher of mine from my English class. So she asked us to write a play. So I would say it would be her. That she was my inspiration.
Okay.
Hi. Where did you come up with the cover for your book?
I came up with the cover for my book because I had a lot of deep thoughts, and I couldn't, you know. Okay, so are you asking me about the picture, or are you asking me about the title?
Just the whole presentation, like, you know, where the artwork come from, and the overall concept of the picture, like the tears.
Okay, so the artwork, my mother drew that. And I came up with wanting to have, I just wanted real natural art on there. I wanted a woman on there crying because I had a lot of deep thoughts on there. So I wanted to kind of have like a, it'd be sad. So that's where I came up with that.
And the name Deepish comes from the book being so deep, or how would you explain that?
Yes, that's correct. It comes from it being deep.
It really is. It's a good book.
Thank you.
Come on, best friend.
Okay, so I've been reading while I've been sitting here. And, girl, let me tell you, I'm feeling you. I don't have a question, but I feel the poems that you have wrote. And even off the first page, when the poem starts, like, I just want to tell you that it just caught my eye off top. And I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Come on, best friend. Would you like to say something?
Yeah. I'm just proud of you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, Scarla, I just wanted to say that I've watched you grow up as a little girl, and I know some of the things that you went through, and I'm proud that you have turned out to be a young lady that you are. And I want to know, if a young girl comes to you, how would you motivate her to do and follow her dreams?
That's a good question. So, I would just tell her just to do what she believes in doing. And I would always tell her to follow her dreams and never let anyone distract her and never let anybody tell her no and that she can't do anything.
And just want to say that I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, once again, we are at, is it St. Luke's?
Yes.
United Church of Christ. And it's 33 West Virginia Street. We're in Evansville, Indiana. She's going to be here till 5 p.m., so you guys do have time to stop by and actually come and pick up a autographed copy of Deepish. She's so cute. She's wearing her white today, looking all angel-y. Come and get some refreshments. There are serving refreshments here today, so make sure to stop by and pick up your copy. Again, if you're not in the Evansville area, you can always go on Amazon.com and order the paperback. It will be available in the Kindle and the Nook here soon. She will definitely make sure to let you guys know when that's available. If people want to reach you on social media, how can they do that?
On my Facebook, they can go to my Facebook page is Starla James, or they can go on my Deepish page, which is just Star, or my Instagram page. It's going to be Ill Ego One, so that is ILLEGO, the number one. They can reach me on there as well.
Mm-hmm, that Instagram name sound petty. She didn't even want to say it. Yeah, it sounds real petty. Well, I'm so glad you did come on the show today. I'm so glad to be here. I am so happy for you. I'm proud of you. I can't wait to see what you're going to be doing here in the future. I definitely will continue to support you, let you know that just continue to perfect your craft. Don't turn your back away from it because this is in you. You can definitely tell that. So don't give up on that. Just continue to do it. And unfortunately, you have become an automatic, like everybody's looking at you. You are definitely a representation of your work. So don't stop. There's going to be people that's going to be looking to you for advice. There's going to be people that's going to be looking at you. And I'm not saying don't apply pressure. Continue to do what you're doing. I'm just saying just make sure that there you're going to have people that's waiting for you to fail. And then you're going to have people that's going to have your back. So keep your page open so they can see how God is blessing you. Don't make it private. Because it's going to happen, honey. It's going to happen. Okay, Star J, her book, Deepish, stop by to her book signing, you guys. Thank you guys for listening. This podcast will be available online. You will be able to go back and listen to it once we are done. So you guys have a great evening.
Thank you.